Welcome to Mindfulness. Today's topic is on mindfulness. And this is really one of my favorite topics. In fact, it's central to my own practice. It's really become my basic stance and posture towards every moment of every day is becoming more and more mindful. Mindfulness most simply means awareness, but it's a kind of meta-awareness. Basically, whatever we're doing, we can actually step back and be mindful of it. Time magazine declared last year that we're in the midst of a mindful revolution. We know more than ever that mindfulness actually is one of the most powerful things we can do for our entire integrative health and wellness. It reduces blood pressure, it reduces anxiety, it combats depression. We're actually able to get to know ourselves, our thoughts, and the way we move through the world better. Said most simply, mindfulness is present moment, non-judgmental awareness of simply what is. It has a curious, inquisitive component to it, but primarily it's being aware of what's happening in this moment. So as you can see, no matter what you're doing, mindfulness can improve it, can make you better at it, can make you more mindful. The one thing that I really wanted to do in this entire program, and one of my missions in sharing my particular approach to meditation and mindfulness, is that I see there's a missing component of the heart, of compassion. Actually, mindfulness is an English word, a translation from what we found within Chinese and the other Buddhist doctrines that would talk about mindfulness. If you look at the Chinese character of mindfulness and made a very literal translation, it would be translated as mind hyphen heart hyphen now. Mind, heart, now. So we have the mindful piece, but we tend in the West to miss the heart piece. So we have the awareness, but I've added in here what I call compassionate awareness. And this is a huge part of the peace within process, is that whatever we're allowing ourselves to be mindful of, what we're doing, we're also trying to bring the heart dimension into it. We're really trying to experience the world through our heart. Carl Jung has influenced me tremendously as a psychologist, and I'm a Jungian-oriented psychologist. And I love the story about when he came to this country, he asked a Hopi elder, why is it that the Western culture and Western man tends to have such a dysfunctional relationship with nature and each other? And the Hopi elder said very simply, he said, you live from here. We live from here. I always thought that made a really nice story. But over the last 30 years of teaching and doing therapy and my own practice, I realized this is a profound truth, that as long as we're living from our heads, we become very lost in the world and we feel very disconnected. We begin to live from our hearts. The heart is the organ of connection. We connect to ourselves. We'll talk about how the heart is actually the gateway to the soul. We connect to each other. And perhaps even more important, we connect to spirit, connect to nature, connect to all living things. So when I talk about mindfulness in the peace within process, I'm talking about compassionate awareness of the present moment. So yes, it's non-judgmental. Yes, it's curious and inquisitive, but it has an element of heart to it, has an element of compassion to it. So this is a particular aspect of mindfulness that you'll be learning in the Peace Within process. And I really look forward to sharing with you a number of these mindfulness practices. In some of the modules, we'll get into great detail of what mindful eating is like, mindful driving is like, bringing mindfulness into our everyday experience. Where meditation, and we'll have more specific formal meditations, where you're putting aside time in your peace within space to meditate, or lying down before going to sleep. But mindfulness is something you can practice any day at any time, as we begin to become what I like to call heart warriors. So that's our piece on mindfulness. We'll be talking about it in great detail as we move along. And I hope today, when you need to, you remember to bring in the mindful mantra, mind, heart, now. God bless you, be well, and we'll see you in the next video. Namaste.